Buon pomeriggio a tutti e grazie per esservi collegati. Vi
Good
diamo il
afternoon and
benvenuto
thank
alla
you for joining
presentazione dei
us.
risultati trimestrali
Welcome
2026 del
to
gruppo. Lascio la
our group's
parola
financial
all'Executive
results for Q1
Committee, Christian
2026, and the
Fabbri.
floor now
Prego,
goes to our
Presidente.
Executive Chairman, Mr. Christian
Buon
Fabbri.
pomeriggio a tutti, anche da parte mia, da parte nostra.
Good afternoon.
Stamattina abbiamo approvato
This morning
il bilancio
we
della trimestrale, quindi
approved
sono
the
stati i
figures for the
risultati,
quarter,
adesso condividiamo
and we are here to
con voi
share
per
our results with
vedere
you.
quali sono gli
As usual, to
aggiornamenti che
see
abbiamo dal punto di vista
are the highlights
strategico e elementi in più che
from
possono
the
essere anche utili per
management
poter avere un
perspective, which can also be
comprensione di
useful
questi
to you to
trend.
understand
E
the
non
company's
solo questo,
performance over the quarter and to see what the main
guardiamo
drivers
con una
are.
vista di crescita
We
strutturale,
can
dove si
begin
vede
with
in questi anni,
a look at our
questi
structural
ultimi
growth.
diciamo, 3 anni, noi stiamo
As you know, over the past
lavorando
3 years,
per
we have
far
been
crescere, continuare a far crescere la marcia
working to
strutturale, industriale, organica
continue
dell'azienda. Lo abbiamo
to
fatto
allow for
in
the
maniera
company to grow
sinergica e
organically and
i
structurally,
risultati
which we've done significantly.
delle temporary opportunities
You can
sono
see the results
migliori
here, besides our temporary
rispetto a
opportunities, of
quelli
course. And you can
2024,
note that beginning in
però nel
2024,
2026 abbiamo
and all
avuto un
the way up to
risultato
2026,
strutturale di
we
circa
had a
9%.
structural growth worth
Questo
roughly
movimento di
9% on
crescita
average.
è quello
Now,
che ci consente,
this growth
diciamo,
element,
che ci ha consentito in questi anni di
has allowed
andare
us to
indietro, e lo vedremo poi
never go
dopo,
back over the years,
poco
which is
sull'utile,
what we'll be
mantenere
seeing,
una nostra crescita in
in a
linea
while
con
regarding
gli
our
investimenti.
profit, to
Uno sceglie un
be
investimento
in
e
line
se
with
andiamo a
what we had
vedere
defined in our business
l'estero,
plan. If we move to the following page,
qui insomma, non è stato riclassificato l'utile netto, quindi non
You'll
sono
see that
previsti
we
investimenti,
didn't reclassify the net
l'utile netto
profit.
e
These
le
are
temporary opportunities negli
the
anni
real
passati,
figures, which
soprattutto
also include
anche
temporary
l'esperienza di
opportunities in
crescita
recent
dell'azienda,
years. And you'll see that
quindi
even
abbiamo
for this
ricavato con un utile
quarterly
netto
report, we
dell'azienda
have increased our net profit
azionistica una crescita dell'1%.
with a
E abbiamo
1% growth.
aumentato questo risultato, questo è frutto anche delle attività che abbiamo fatto
The
con
growth
l'aumento degli
in this result is
sforzi
also the outcome of
e
what we
la
have
crescita
worked
anche
on
dell'esperienza
in
di
recent years
investimento, ma anche
with our
della
structural
performance
growth,
dell'ultimo
with
trimestre,
our
abbiamo
investments,
visto complessivamente tra investimenti operativi e
in this
capitale
regard, between
umano,
operational
complessivamente
investments and
380
M&A
milioni
transactions, we've invested all in all
sommando il
380 million. And as you can see,
fatturato
the net debt to EBITDA ratio
che
has
arriva
remained
nel
in line
2025
with what
con
we
una
had at year-end
soluzione
2025,
di comfort rispetto
with
a
a
quella leva anche per cogliere le opportunità. Quindi
comfortable
andiamo in linea con quello che abbiamo visto
ability
finora.
to reach
Entrando nel
further
dettaglio
opportunities.
per aiutarci a capire quali sono le
Now,
parti
let's go into the
principali
details
questi
to
risultati.
see what led
Si vede che
to
diciamo,
these
questo
results of the
trimestre
quarter.
ha diciamo, una serie di
As you can
movimentazioni
see, the
economiche che si
quarter
aspettano,
has
che
quite a few more items
sicuramente
compared to what we usually show
partono
you.
subito dal fatto che diciamo,
So
una
let's
parte del
begin
miglior
immediately
contributo
with the fact
temporary
that most of
che
the
ci viene
smaller
messo nel
contribution
2026
coming from temporary opportunities,
rispetto
which is missing in
al
2026
trimestre di capital
compared to 2025,
è questo
where 33 million
perché
is something
ovviamente
that
questo
we
funzionamento
took into account at the
all'inizio
first quarter.
dell'omogeneità, in
This,
particolare
of
negli
course,
anni
has a lot to do with the
passati,
reduction in
seguendo
margins,
infatti l'ultima istanza gas,
especially
come
linked to
vediamo
the
nei primi 3 mesi,
gas last resort
sono una
markets,
parte significativa del
which,
E
of
a
course,
questo diciamo,
have an
si
impact.
aggiungono poi
To that, we
due
also have to
one-offs,
add
una positiva e una negativa.
the
Uno
lack of two one-offs. One
negativo
is negative, one is
rispetto alla
positive.
stessa
The
periodo
negative
last year,
one
non è
is
ricorrente,
one which was
però
positive last year,
ha
which is a
ricominciato
non-recurring
i
item,
riconoscimenti tariffari
linked
con
to
gli
all of
stessi
the
privati sulla distribuzione elettrica,
tariff
sugli stessi
recognition we
gas che
received
abbiamo
for
ricevuto,
electricity and gas distribution for the most
insomma,
part,
che hanno portato
and a small chunk on
un
water,
positivo che non è ricorrente
which had given us a positive non-recurrent
negli
contribution
anni passati e
because
quindi
of it
questo
related
ci
to elements pertaining
dà
to previous years,
ovviamente abbiamo altre partite
which aren't recurrent this year.
nell'anno che hanno quasi
But then we
compensato
also have some other
questi
positive items
rimborsi.
which have almost
Però per
offset
vedere qual
entirely
è
this reduction.
l'originale crescita strutturale dei business,
And
vediamo
we can see the
che
real
abbiamo
structural
cresciuto
growth in the
in maniera
businesses. As you can see,
significativa
energy continues to grow, plus
nonostante
24.
questi one-off
Networks,
tariffari,
besides those tariff one-offs,
migliorando la
continues to contribute with 11
competitività
million,
che stiamo portando
which is linked
avanti
to the structural growth that we are
in questi
continuing to work on with the growth of the RAB
anni
over the years.
nonostante continui, nonostante
And
un
waste, too,
andamento complesso
despite the complex
complessivamente
moment in
positivo
time,
in tutti i trimestri
continues to offer positive results, which are on the rise compared to 2025.
Adesso capiamo, diciamo,
Now, in the P&L, let's see what the various dynamics were in the various business lines. We'll be focusing on EBITDA with a business-by-business breakdown. But then, after EBITDA, we have an increase in provisions worth roughly 5 million euros, which is linked to the increase in the investments we've done over the period, an increase which is offset by the reduction D&A, which is worth roughly 6 million euros. And this is linked for the most part to temporary opportunities. As you know, temporary opportunities have a significant impact on EBITDA, but part of that value is consumed by D&A. And therefore, that is also something that we have to remove when we look at the figures, since they are no longer needed in the first quarter. EBIT is up by a couple million euros, and we have a level of financial costs, which is pretty much in line with last year. One more million, but it's pretty stable. In terms of taxes, we are more or less in line. We have already included the increase of the IROP tax in the bills decree. And if we also take away minorities, it leads us to a net profit worth 155 million. As far as provisions are concerned, we are working towards normalization. Also, given the effect of the removal of some DNA linked to the last instance markets, when it comes to financial costs, which had given us a fairly large contribution last year. Taking all of that in mind, we have the results we've seen in net profit, and we also have the 33 million euros of the last instance markets, which are negative. That result at the end of the period is slightly above the one we had last year because we had a positive contribution worth 11 million euros for an insurance reimbursement for a plant that had been damaged in late 2024. We have refurbished the plant, and therefore the insurance company has reimbursed us following the damage we had, and this had an impact on Q1 this year. Then we have a growth in the margin linked to our trading and value-added services worth 24 million. All elements here contributed positively. In the trading world, we have had some positive results given the turbulence on the market. Value-added services are continuing to give us good results. And even on the commodity side of things, we had good results. Also linked to a different accounting among quarters compared to last year. And let me hand it over to the CEO for waste. Thank you, Christian. Good afternoon. Let me begin by saying that we're doing very well. In recent years, we have always confirmed that the waste business has never stopped growing, and we want to continue in this direction. And even in Q1 this year, the waste business had a positive EBIT performance compared to last year, and this is something that we especially appreciate if we consider two elements. First of all, the fact that in 2025, we were still benefiting from the contribution of the old hedging contracts. Second, in Q1, we had a temporary stop in a landfill in which we had to conduct some environmental tests. And the landfill is back to its full capacity and it is fully operational. This was entirely offset by the growth we had in all of our waste activities, both in the regulated part of the business, including the collection of urban waste, and in the liberalized part of the market, which includes treatment, recovery, remediation. And we're also starting to see a small contribution, although it will grow over the year, stemming from the recent acquisitions we concluded in the month of March. As far as all of our activities are concerned, beginning with collection, as you know, we were re-awarded concessions in the Emilia-Romagna. We are working at full capacity in treatment. And that, of course, includes remediation and recovery. In that part of the business, we have to underscore how resilient the business is, also compared to a global scenario which is having an impact on the treatment capacity of players throughout Europe, as Christian was saying. Whereas we, given the significant shortcomings we have in Italy in terms of plants, and also thanks to the broad offer we have to treat, recover, and remediate, our structural trend is on the rise with a substantial stability in volumes and an increase in margins. I think that our business capacity, our ability to offset the one-off element I was mentioning earlier, and the fact that the old hedging contracts expired, both of which happened in Q1, and also given the market context we operate in, all of that shows how sound we are, how solid we are, even compared to our European peers. And let me just focus lastly on M&A. That column refers to the two transactions we completed in Q1 this year, the acquisition of Sostelia Group and SEA. These are two industrial players which we can add to our industrial portfolio, as we did with Aliplast and ACR Reggiani, both of which continue to be very satisfactory from the economic standpoint. We want to do the same with these two more recent transactions, including by extracting synergies in a very determined way, which is what we did in the past, and which is what we intend to do even with the two more recent transactions in the months to come. So even when it comes to M&A, let me just underline a the Italian market's specificity compared to the European market. The Italian market, as you know, is highly fragmented, and therefore we can use this lever to grow externally to underpin our results, also given the fact that we have major financial flexibility, which means we can finance these operations without worsening our financial profile. Moving on to networks. Networks continue to be a key business. They are a regulated business with a low risk profile, or hedged from inflation, from interest rates, and from the fluctuation in demand. Here we are pretty much in line with the results we had obtained in Q1 last year. Which is something we appreciate very much because, as Christian was saying earlier, Q1 2025 benefited from a one-off contribution worth 13 million stemming from the authority's recognition of some operational costs that had been accounted for in 2025, including settlements pertaining to previous years, 2022, 2023, and 2024. So even here, you can see that extraordinary effect, which was a one-off, was entirely offset thanks to the contribution of all of the network businesses, which grew for the most part thanks to the development capex on the regulated asset base, as we've constantly shown in our business plans over the years. Our investments have grown up to almost 20%. In line with our business plan on three strategic axes, we want to be ready for the transition, beginning with the energy transition, of course. Secondly, we always focus our attention on efficiency and quality. And this is something we always do with a major focus on innovation and with a major use of artificial intelligence. As a way of making sure networks become smarter so that we can better deal with the global challenges we'll be facing over the next few years. As you can see, the biggest contribution comes from water, which absorbs the largest chunk of our development capex. We want our grid to be more resilient to extreme climate events. We want to improve them. And by doing so, we want to take advantage of all the premium potentials that we typically are able to achieve, as we've seen in recent years. The contribution of our energy networks is also positive, specifically gas and electricity. We are investing in this field as well with electronic meters. And thanks to our smart grids, we will be able to intercept and allow for our networks to evolve in line with the evolution of the context, beginning with electrification. And therefore, our regulated network businesses, which had already grown significantly in the past few quarters, have been able to confirm their positive results, which confirms the ability we have had in being efficient in the investments we've been making, which will continue in line with the business plan, which we illustrated at the beginning of the year. Thank you for your attention, and I'll give the floor to Massimo Vai now. Good afternoon, everybody. As usual, I'll be illustrating the two slides that summarize the first quarter's financial performance. The slides gives you an overview of the group's growth, beginning with an operational cash flow generated in the quarter worth of 315 million, to which we have to take into account a slight change in net working capital. The use of provisions was slightly lower compared to what we had seen in the same period last year. Then, of course, the lion's share refers to the CapEx component for both maintenance and development. It's worth almost 240 million compared to the 190 million we had last year, which means that there has been a sharp increase as foreseen by our business plan this year, which envisages more development capex. We talked about financial flexibility a number of times already. And compared to last year, as you can see, our financial flexibility hasn't changed, despite having absorbed the impact of the outflow generated by the two operations, which changed our perimeter this quarter, which absorbed 240 million. And therefore, the change in debt, thanks to the cash generated over the period, was equal to roughly half of those expenses, which means that half of that has already been financed in the first quarter of the year. And we can move on to the right-hand side. As you know, this graph shows our growth opportunities and how good we are at defending ourselves. We're still at a very positive level, 2.6 times, which is in line with the figures we had at year-end 2025, and it's slightly up compared to the value we had in Q1 last year, although it's quite distant from the threshold we have given ourselves, the feeling we've given ourselves, which is 3 times. So cash generation in this first Q quarter has been very good, and our financial flexibility has been also very good. Slide 14 gives you our positioning in terms of the rating agencies which follows are concerned, Standard & Poor's and Moody's. Compared to their most recent update, there have been no amendments. Therefore, our rating is stable for both of them. In the central portion of the screen, you can see the interest rates. 90% of our interest rates, 90% of our debt has a fixed interest rate, 10% of variable. Compared to December, we have slightly increased the variable portion of the debt. We're looking at a number of banking lines with a variable interest rate. As you know, the cost of debt is in line with the growth of the tax rate curve. And therefore, what we have envisaged is that over the business plan years, as we replace expiring bonds with the new bonds, we will have a progressive worsening of the cost of our debt. And therefore, our goal, our challenge is to slow the increase in interest rates as much as possible without altering our risk profile in terms of the volatility of interest rates. And in fact, as you can see on the graph on the right-hand side, we have been able to keep the average cost of debt stable at the same levels we had in Q1 last year, slightly up compared to what we had 2 years ago. So even from this point of view, we have a very good result, which is comforting, and it will continue to inspire us as we contain the cost of debt to support the projections of the business plan all the way down to the bottom line. Thank you very much. Back to Christian. Thank you, Massimo. Let me just summarize the presentation. We rushed through the presentation, as usual, to give you time for some Q&A. These results are very positive as far as we're concerned. Even in Q1 this year, we are able to confirm the results we had, the goals we had given ourselves, namely how we want to continue to have positive effects on the bottom line of our P&L. Even in terms of EBITDA, we were slightly positive in line with last year, despite having replaced 33 million euros in temporary opportunities. We were able to offset those with a good structural growth. So this is the commitment we faced in our business plan, and we are continuing to work with plenty of determination. And I think that the results underpin our commitment. Our results are very good. In Q1, we covered all organic investments and half M&A. In Q1, we covered one-fourth of the goals we had given ourselves in the business plan, which means we are ahead of schedule compared to the timeline we gave ourselves for the business plan, which is good. And then, of course, our cash flows covered 50% of the expenses linked to the two acquisitions, and this, of course, have a positive reverberation on our results. Both myself and the CEO have been confirmed for a further 3 years, which means we have to achieve the goals we set out of the business plan, which we had no doubts on, of course. And of course, our commitment towards you is even more reliable now. Wonderful. Let me give you the floor for some Q&A, for any questions you may have. We are available for any doubts you'd like to share with us. Mr. Fabri, the first question is by Javier Suarez, Mediobanca.
Salve, buonasera a tutti e
Good
grazie
afternoon,
per
everybody,
l'ospite.
and thank you
La
for
prima domanda è del
giving us
contesto. Perché
opportunity.
la impressione
My
nel
first
dialogo
question is more
con
related to the
clienti
context.
che c'è una
In my
preoccupazione
discussions with clients, there
forte
seems to be
un po' sulla
a
situazione del
stronger
business
concern
del supply in Italia.
Regarding the supply
Avevamo
business in
discorso di un
Italy,
livello competitivo forse
and
più
also
intenso, dove le
linked
società
to
stanno facendo fatica
stronger
a
competition, in
mantenere il
which
suo
companies
livello di
are having a hard time in
Quindi la
holding on
domanda
to their
per voi è
profitability
se
levels.
questa è una
So the
interpretazione
question to
corretta
you
del
is,
mercato, se
do you think
effettivamente
that
voi state
the market
vedendo un
interprets things
contesto
correctly?
supply market
Are you seeing
particolarmente forte, particolarmente
a
competitiva
context on the
e se
supply
questo è
market which
così
is
come la
especially
società sta
competitive?
reagendo, come la
And if
società
so,
continuerà a reagire
how is the company
per
reacting?
mantenere
What
il
will it
livello di
do
redditività attuale,
to
per
continue to
tenere
hold on to the
clienti
current profitability
attraverso
levels
dei diversi
and to
servizi,
hold on to
soprattutto quando
customers through
cominciare
various
a
services? How will you
clienti che sono
convince
stati
customers?
acquisiti a muoversi di una maniera al mercato liberalizzato più presto? Questa
Shift to the
sarebbe la prima domanda. La seconda domanda, anche dal punto di
liberalized
vista
market as soon as
dell'istruttura della
possible.
società, la leva
Second
2,6
question.
volte oggettivamente
You are leveraged at
bassa.
2.6 times
mi
is
del
pretty
market,
low.
della società
and what I'd like to know from
la
company
possibilità
management is an update
della società di sorprendere al mercato con
on
acquisition. E che tipo, qual è
realistically, what the company could do on bolt-on acquisitions, and what could the identity of that acquisition be? The market may be changing rapidly, and there may be new opportunities compared to the past. So, conceptually speaking,
un processo virtuoso per
what does the company feel
l'ultima domanda è più
about
a
possible virtuous
PNL.
Cycle
mi ha chiamato l'attenzione
for M&A leverage?
Nella presentazione quando
Third question.
Del still
In the presentation, you referred to a still normalizing level of provision. And from your point of view, what should the normalized level of provision be in 2026 and 2027 to understand when this normalization process should stabilize itself? And then a final question on taxation. You mentioned that you incorporated the impact of IRAP. Where do you think taxation will stand in 2026 and 2027 for the group? Thank you, Javier, for your questions. Well, the question regarding the competitive context in energy. Well, we've said a number of times that
la competizione sta incrementando.
Competition is on the rise.
Non è una novità,
it's nothing new.
Quando si è aperto il mercato, tutti gli anni
because ever since the market opened up, competition has been increasing. The number of players has been increasing.
Non è una novità,
it's nothing new.
Lasciatemi dire, diciamo, di crescita.
And the context we're in is one marked by constant growth.
Sicuramente negli ultimi anni,
when it comes to competition, and something we're seeing. In recent years, we've seen some new and stronger players who want to have a say in the market. And of course, they're going about their business. Of course, none of the other players want to step back, and therefore, from this point of view, the market is demanding. What we're seeing currently isn't something we're concerned with, especially when it comes to margins. We feel that margins can stay in line with the ones we've always had. So, from this point of view, there's nothing we're especially concerned with. Of course, we have to constantly do more in terms of marketing, in terms of our commercial approach. The fact that we've always had a churn rate which is lower than the market average is a value as far as we're concerned. It's certainly linked to the things we've done in the past. It's linked to how we manage our customers. But I think it also has a few structural elements. The fact that we are a multi-business, the way we acquire our customers, which we achieve for the most part through physical channels, and that leads to a higher customer loyalty, more so than what we would have if we had used virtual channels. If you use virtual channels, you can conquer clients faster, but you can lose them just as fast.
Sul pezzo stiamo
so con offerte nuove, we're always working on new offers. We are increasing our activities on channels. We'll see what will happen in terms of the new government decree to limit calls coming in from call centers.
Sulle chiamate outbound del call center.
And we'll see what impact that will have on outbound phone calls from our call center. As far as the STG is concerned, we're in line with our track record. The increase in prices is something which helps somewhat.
Frenetici e spaventati di quando.
And it seems to me that customers are
durante la crisi energetica del 2022,
less afraid than they used to be during the energy crisis in 2022 and 2023. It is true that prices have gone up significantly in March, but if we look at the quarter's average, the price is lower compared to what it used to be last year over this quarter.
Siamo rapidi nel dimenticare il fatto che gennaio
because we tend to forget that in January and February 2025 we had some high costs of energy which then decreased over the year. But when it comes to the quarter's average, they are above the ones we have in this quarter, in this year.
Facendo un 4 più 8 dei prezzi.
And if we see things in the future, if you consider today's forwards and prices, we're looking at a an average growth between electricity and gas worth roughly 15%. So we're not looking at something which is especially worrisome for the future. So that was related to your first question. You were mentioning the use of the financial lever and some bold acquisition. Well, we're off to a good start this year. The work we carried out in 2025 allowed us to complete two acquisitions worth 240 million euros in the month of March. They are bold. But given the acquisition level we had, bold needs to be really something. But as we always say, we constantly look over the opportunities out there. Our M&A department always complains because they say we want them to work too much on assessments and evaluations. So we're looking at a number of different files. For the time being, there isn't anything which is extraordinarily big. You would know if there were some major transactions in the pipeline. But having said that, we will continue with our desire to create value. The challenge we face is to work quickly, but to work well. That's the goal we have. And of course, we never want to ignore the fact that things have to be done well, which means that when we look to acquire a company, there needs to be an industrial fit, and we need to be able to create value.
Delle provisions.
Moving on to the question of the normalization of provisions.
La fine dei mercati, o meglio, la normalizzazione dei mercati.
Well, of course, with the normalization of the last instance markets,
più normalizzato le provisions, e quindi a quel punto dipenderà ovviamente dall'andamento dei prezzi per il futuro e dalla dimensione.
Of course, it will depend on the evolution of prices in the future and the evolution of our customer base.
Significativi dai mercati dell'ultima istanza.
We would have significant contributions from the last instance markets. But as you know, every 2 years tenders are held for those markets, and therefore we will have to assess our interest in that market on a case-by-case basis.
l'impatto per un paio di milioni.
We have already covered the impact.
Complessivamente dovremmo essere attorno agli 8 milioni di impatto del dell'incremento dell'IRAP.
Stemming from the increase of the IRAP tax linked to the Bill's decree, we've already covered some 2 million. We're all working in that direction with some fiscal optimization, and we're trying to obtain a tax rate which is, would be similar to the one we had last year. So that's the direction we're working in. And looking forward for the rest of the year as well. So this is an element that we should be able to hold on to even for 2027. That would be logical. So we're working to optimize things, and we're looking to take advantage of any opportunity and optimization opportunities. Thank you. The next question is by Emanuele Ogioni, Kepler Cheuvreux.
Grazie, buonasera a tutti.
Thank you and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for the presentation. I have a few questions for you. The first is on the expected growth for the remaining part of the year. If you consider that the context in Q1 was a little bit more challenging year on year, more so compared to the next quarters, because there were some positive one-offs in the regulated side of things. And then we had higher prices, which had an impact on waste energy plants. Whereas it could be positive for waste in the coming months. And then in your slides, I noticed that you only had a 2 million euro contribution from M&A and waste. I didn't see any other M&A transaction in the other businesses. You had mentioned an M&A contribution of some 20 million euros during the year, which means that the remaining 18 million will come from other transactions in the months to come. That would lead us to think that the next quarters in the year may have a bigger growth compared to what we saw in your report. Without going into the adjustments and the temporary opportunities, in the following quarters, there will be an acceleration compared to Q1. I'd like to know what you think of these remarks. Then a second question, also regarding acquisitions, without mentioning any names and with the caution you deserve, the press mentioned some possible transactions in the energy supply business, which would be interesting to some players, including Hera. The press mentioned a number of companies which have up to 1 million customers or 500,000 customers. So on the energy supply market, there are some significant opportunities when it comes to the amount of customers available.
Immagino che voi state comunque sempre vagliando anche le opportunità di crescita esterna.
And of course, I'm sure you're always looking at the possibility to grow externally, even when it comes to energy supply.
E infine,
also as far as energy supply is concerned, I noticed that,
se non ricordo male, c'era stato comunque una decrescita del numero di clienti della
casa in Q4 2025, or maybe was it
clienti elettrici.
After the first 6 months of the year, there had been a decrease in customers in electricity. But whereas in Q1 2026, you confirmed your 2.5 million customer number.
Quindi in realtà sembrerebbe voler dire che il una dei driver potrebbe essere, chiedo
questa domanda, one of the drivers may be
un'accelerazione anche della migrazione dei clienti,
a migration, a speeding up
graduali che vi
porta the migration of customers from the gradual safeguarded market
miglioramento della
to the liberalized market, and that may lead to an overall improvement in profitability per customer.
Grazie, Emanuele.
And thank you, Emanuele.
Parto dalla fine, così non ce lo faccio.
Let me begin from your last comment.
Come vi dicevo, diciamo, noi
as I mentioned,
lavoriamo per acquisire clienti,
we're working to acquire customers. We want to hold on to the customers we have. Customers may come and go. Although in Q1, we were pretty busy to try to offset the customers leaving with new acquisitions. Then, of course, if you compare quarters, there may be some slight differences. Although that goes back to what I was saying earlier. As far as the total number of customers is concerned, the switch between SDG and the liberalized market, don't really see them because we have included all of those figures. You don't really see them, although, of course, that is something which helps our margins. And we're continuing to work as expected and in line with our forecasts when we made our bid in the tender. So we are still pleased with the choices, and we'll continue to work on them. And then in March 2027, the period will reach its end, which means that we have pretty much completed the entire journey. We only have 1 year left. We're almost there. As far as acquisitions are concerned, well, the real question you should ask to the companies you mentioned is if they know they're for sale. The article mentioned us without having interviewed us, which means they probably mentioned players on the market without asking them. These may be mere hypotheses. They may be reasonable, but for the time being, we haven't seen any files. As we've said, a number of times we look at opportunities closely and then we decide also based on the qualities of the companies being sold, their size and the price. Because now more than ever, I think it's safe to say that customers aren't all the same. Some portfolios are more interesting than others. If you have a portfolio with a 40 or 50% churn rate, that means they aren't even portfolios. That would mean simply buying a commercial package. That would be an entirely different approach. So we always look at things very carefully. There's a nothing there linked to what you were asking, but we're always focused. As I also mentioned when answering Javier's question. Now, your question on moving parts. Well, this year there are plenty of moving parts. You were mentioning M&A. We're looking at the numbers you mentioned, more or less, with the targets we acquired in March. And we're working to offset and to things and to stay committed. We want to continue growing during the year. We were successful in achieving a good results in Q1. We'll continue working over the next few quarters so that by the end of the year, we can fulfill the commitments that we described when presenting business plan. And I think that covers all of your questions. Thank you. Thank you. The next question is by Francesco Sala, Banca Akros.
Sì, buon pomeriggio, grazie per la
Good afternoon, and thank you for your presentation and for giving us this opportunity. I have a few questions, especially in the waste sector. I saw the negative contribution of the waste energy plants in Q1. Is it merely linked to prices, or are there some moving parts? Second question is, given the increase in the price of raw materials, especially chemicals in recent weeks, what is the outlook for treatment? Will you be seeing some benefits? Have you seen some benefits already, or do you think that you'll be seeing some benefits in the remaining part of the year? And a final question on waste also. Can you give us an update, some details on your geothermal project in Ferrara? Will you continue to focus on this technology? And also on the supply business. A focus on the gas supply. There seems to be more competition. Are there any differences compared to the electricity supply business? And what should we expect in the medium term? Thank you. I'll begin from your last questions before I hand it over to Orazio for the waste questions. When it comes to competition, well, competition in gas has always been less compared to electricity, whereas now the two markets are more aligned. So what you're seeing is a realignment of something which was very different in the past, with lower competition. So we're moving towards a more standard, more normalized competitive pressure in the two services. As far as your question on the geothermal project in Ferrara, yes, we do have a project there. We took advantage of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan financing in the sector. In district heating, we are the players who obtained the biggest chunk of financing in Ferrara. Our district heating network covers roughly one-third of the city's needs. It is already fed by geothermal services and by the waste energy plant. That accounts for some 85% currently. So we took advantage of the Recovery and Resilience Plan funds to dig two new wells for hot water in Ferrara. In Ferrara, the temperature of that water is almost equal to 90 degrees Celsius at 2,000 kilometer depth. So it's very favorable compared to other territories. We've already tapped into that source, so we're enhancing it. So all of the district heating in Ferrara is fed by non-fossil fuels. So it's geothermal and from the waste energy plant. And that allows us to enhance the distribution network by further developing the market. This gives us an advantage, economically speaking. It's also an advantage in terms of how we are accepted environmentally. And then in Bologna and Forlì, we have waste energy plants, which had only been partially used in terms of the heat they generated for district heating. But we already have some other district heating networks in the city, which means we don't have to latch new customers into the network. So we're using the National Recovery Resilience Funds to cover a large chunk of the investments that we'll be making to connect these customers. These were projects that we already assessed in the past before the National Recovery Resilience funding was made available.
questi contributi a fondo perduto.
And since these funds are available, and therefore these projects now have a better marginal profitability. Orazio, over to you for waste. Thank you, Christian. Good afternoon, Francesco.
Per quanto riguarda il delta energy sul VTE.
As far as the energy delta on the waste energy plant is concerned, which is -4, and over the next few months, the impact will be reduced on the results, meaning that it will be diluted compared to the results.
Misura meno rilevante rispetto alle stime, appunto, rispetto ai valori di inizio anno, per legato al fatto che l'aumento del
so, those numbers will decrease linked to the fact that there will be an increase in the PWEN.
Diciamo, da policy, noi abbiamo
now,
libera, questo non è totalmente fissato, questo sicuramente.
As for company, as per company policy, I'm sure we'll be seeing an improvement in the energy prices that we're seeing today. These are, of course, the technical issues that you're familiar with. And as you know, whenever we set every year, we always set 80 to 90%. We always have a 10 to 15% flexibility for our plants. And that will allow us to have an even more diluted effect during the year. So things are looking quite good. There will be a lower impact in the next few months due to that reason. As far as chemical products are concerned, as Christian was saying earlier, we are seeing some slight increases.
Abbiamo una posizione di leadership e soprattutto abbiamo anche, come dire,
although we have a leadership position, plus we
alla scarsità di capacità impiantistiche che c'è in Italia,
are able to use the lack of plants in Italy.
Posizionamento di mercato, di poter gestire,
and with our market position,
piccoli rialzi dei prezzi, dei
we are
diciamo di
trasferire, able to deal with these slight increases in prices, transferring them to our customers.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Sì, forse Orazio. In senso allargato, cioè come i prodotti chimici si alzano anche i prodotti plastici in termini di.
Yes, from a broader point of view.
Sì, sì, assolutamente.
Along with the increase in the prices of chemicals, we'll also be seeing an increase in the price of plastic, which is good for us.
Waste, in questo scenario.
Yes, of course. If we look at the more general picture.
Un vantaggio legato, per esempio,
given the current scenario, we do have an advantage linked to our plastic recovery business. The virgin plastic coming from Asia and Africa is being delayed, and therefore the request for recycled plastic products is on the rise. There's a growing demand given the context we've been seeing since February 28th. And that's something that we are to advantage of, both in terms of volumes and in terms of prices. Plus, since we are talking about waste, if you consider the context we're experiencing, as far as prices are concerned, of course, we're Italian, we operate on the Italian market, but as we know, Italy exports plenty of waste abroad.
We are
present on that market with our trading unit, and even there, prices are on the rise due to the fact that transportation costs are on the rise as well. And therefore, treatment prices are stably high. And as I was saying during the presentation of the waste business, this is also leading to an increase in margins, which we're taking advantage of.
La prossima domanda è di Davide Candela.
The following question is by Davide Candela, Banca Intesa San Paolo.
Davide.
Sì, buonasera.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the presentation. I too have three questions for you. The first one refers to temporary opportunities. If you look at the business plan, you have some 180 millions which have to be offset to 2029. And if we look at the performances in 2024 or 2025, we're basically at 80% of that process. Will this process be concluded in Q2 and Q3? Or will you be expecting some tails further ahead to the end of 2026 and even early 2027? My second question is just a request for further clarification of the numbers in the quarter. Power generation, you posted 12 million, which is much higher compared to the trend we've seen over the past 2 or 3 years. Where does that stem from? Is it linked to what you were referring to earlier?
Oppure se sia, diciamo, una dinamica.
A lot of these activities, is there a more structural element that we should look to?
Sempre un po' legato al.
And then, my final question, which is linked to power generation, but in a broader sense, over the past 2 years, you took a first step into renewables with a 370 megawatt plan to 2029. These new disruptions on the energy market and the financial flexibility you have, may that lead you to speeding things up in that business segment on a standalone basis, or just as a way of reducing risks, as a way of hedging yourselves on energy supply? Thank you. Let me begin with your first question on temporary opportunities. Well, the math you did is right. It's correct in Q1.
Lasciato sul campo metà di quello che lasceremo sul campo nell'anno più o meno, insomma.
We covered half of what we'll be doing over the entire year.
Gran parte, diciamo, sì, lo vedremo nella prima parte dell'anno, ma qualcosina resta anche.
Most of it will be for the first part of the year. We'll also be seeing something at the end of the year. We've already covered 50%, and then in 2027, we haven't expected anything else. So 2026 is the last year in which we will be offsetting that decline with structural growth. It was a great opportunity, which we took advantage of. We sped up the company's growth. We sped up profitability creation. We generated cash, which we're investing in structural businesses. So, and as we were taking advantage of those opportunities, we committed to never going back, which is a commitment that we are still working to uphold. And then let me answer your second and third questions together. On power generation, we're doing something extra. But the big spike compared to last year is the contribution from the insurance reimbursement we got. One of our plants had suffered due to a fire. It was a cogeneration plant, which falls on the power gen field. We're doing something better, all in all. So we're doing well, and we hope to improve by the end of the year. Although 11 million times 4 isn't the number we'll be seeing. On renewables, we are continuing to work. As you know, we are on two axes. On the one hand, we want to increase customer loyalty by helping them produce energy. We help them to set up their plants and manage them even. And we're also working for ourselves. We are building plans to feed our sites. We're also building some plans on the market. The accelerator that we all hoped for is being delayed. For the most part, we're working on greenfield projects, which we start building from scratch. Whatever you buy, initiatives or projects from others, of course, you have to give away part of the profit. Therefore, we want to continue in the direction we've already defined, and we want to continue to develop our activities in this context. But we want to make sure that we have a limited number of plants exposed to the market. So we're looking to provide energy locally so we can securitize marginalities, and share those margins with customers in terms of the reduction of transportation costs and the system costs, so we can have some good results. So this is a project we have in mind. Of course, we weren't expecting to accelerate very much over just a three-month period, but there's plenty on the market. We're looking at a number of things without any anxiety, though. We want to create value. We want to make sure that we continue to work on a daily basis on bidding and execution for these initiatives. And we'll be seeing some things this year as well. The next question is by Roberto Letizia, Equita SIM. Good afternoon. I have one quick question for you and a request for clarification. On the production of electricity from waste energy plants, 90% of which is hedged. That's understood. But is that hedging towards third parties, or is the hedging an internal transfer, which means that that energy would be available for the retail activities with a higher margin? Is there a value buffer anywhere? Is that energy to third parties, or is that energy that Hera uses and directs it towards the retail market? Well, there's no real difference. It really depends on the moment in time. Hedging is done at market conditions. If you want to have a base of megawatt of produced energy and the market quota is 100, they have to buy the same amount on the market at 100. That may be an opportunity, but it's not like if there's an extra margin above the hedging, because the hedging is conducted on the market in that given moment. What does change is the moment in which you hedge, although that is a choice you make. And since on the sales side of thing, we hedge what we buy, and as far as production, we always focus on the goals we have. Can be internal hedging or external hedging. What changes with BDASC can be maybe 50 cents per megawatt per hour. It's just a few hundred euros. It's a pretty small number. I do understand that I've pretty much covered it all.
Soddisfacenti e efficaci rispetto alle domande.
And I'm happy that our answers are in line with your expectations.
Roberto, non so se ho risposto...
Roberto, hopefully that answers your question.
Sì, no, poi magari chiederò in realtà chiarimenti, però adesso non capivo se l'energy è fatto internamente, poi l'energia...
I couldn't understand if the energy is done internally and if you sell the energy on the retail at 90%.
E se io di fatto sto facendo seguire
and then retail has the waste energy plant production.
So
if, and if my retail prices are in line with the market, that hedging stays with me. Maybe I'm a little confused. Well, the answer is very simple, in fact.
Siamo nei tempi, investo un minuto per rispondere. Noi oggi vendiamo un
currently we sell 1 megawatt per hour at a fixed price to our customer with delivery over the next 12 months. When our commercial unit signs a contract, at the same time they have set the acquisition and they set the sale margin. So you close the acquisition. If you close it with Erambiente or with the market, you don't have a real change. You don't have a real difference. What you're saying is, well, if you bought the energy at a fixed price and you sell it at a variable price and the cost increases, you cash in a margin, of course. That would be, but that's not our policy. We set a commercial margin and it's done, basically.
It's
in a nutshell, that's what we do. Obviously, if you move the energy that you bought at a fixed price on an internal portfolio and you shift it to a variable price in the hope that prices can increase, well, of course, you can do that, but that doesn't mean you have to be a electricity producer. You can go out and buy energy on the market at a fixed price and then put it in a variable price portfolio. The fact that you're a producer doesn't really change things. That's a choice you can always have. But it's not something we're interested in. Had we done that in the past, we would have been hit considerably, also given our size. So, of course, it can be a positive speculation. It can be negative as well. But then, of course, you can always make choices on the market and they can go well or bad. We do have some trading activities. They're pretty limited. But there is risks and opportunities. Are things we all look at. Can you still hear me?
Chiarissimo, no, non presumevo che ci fosse un mismatch tra procurement.
No, I wasn't saying there was a mismatch between procurement and sales. So just to clarify things. How much of your fixed term contracts are renegotiated this year?
Così chiarisco meglio il mio punto. Se è un dato disponibile, se no me lo faccio poi dire dal team di investor.
Adesso. Boh, sarà un 10%.
Maybe it's 10% of the total of our sales.
Non è che posso guadagnare rispetto, diciamo, in questa parte rispetto alle vendite del VTE, perché il VTE sul mercato.
They can't make an earning compared to waste energy.
Quindi quando rinegozio
power, the market would have the same price. So when I renegotiate with the customer, I would renegotiate based on the market's forward in that moment.
Adesso siamo entrati in un iperdettaglio, quindi.
This is very detailed. If you have any other questions, you can ask Luca and Jens.
Ingegnere Fabri, non ci sono.
Mr. Fabri, there are no further questions.
Bene, grazie mille per.
Great.
Il tempo che ci.
Thank you very much for making yourselves available. And we'll be seeing you for the next quarter report, and we'll get back to work so we can share some great news with you next time. Thank you.